The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
As you've heard by now, the fuel excise tax cuts will expire tomorrow, and if you haven't already filled up your petrol tank, you could be in for a shock. One major fuel chain in Perth has increased its prices by a whopping 44 cents a litre, and that was before the tax cut was even removed. Just as an FYI, the tax cut equated to basically saving motorists about 22 cents a litre. So this fuel chain increased its prices by roughly double what the tax cut was supposed to reduce it by. Now, Fuel Watch says this isn't a sign that fuel companies are price gouging. And if you believe that, I can give you a great price on the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers has already fired a warning shot at petrol companies, saying that he expects them not to raise prices too much. His argument is that the petrol companies are sitting on more than 700 million litres of lower excise fuel, so they should keep prices low until that's all gone. Jim. I love the optimism, buddy, but all of us in the real world know that petrol companies don't give a rat's clacker about what you'd like them to do. We've seen over and over again that fuel companies take a long time to pass on discounts, but are faster than Usain Bolt when it comes to passing on a price hike. That actually gives me an idea. If only there was some way to stage a race between petrol companies passing on price hikes and banks passing on rate hikes. You know what? It'd probably end in a draw because both are as bad as each other. And what it means is that we, as the consumer, end up paying the price, quite literally. And with cost of living pressures getting out of control, the last thing Aussie families need is having to pay another 15 to 20 bucks at the petrol bowser. That's why Jim Chalmers and Albo had their work cut out for them when they hand down their first budget next month. Fixing the budget and helping Aussies make ends meet is a pretty tall order.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.